Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast where I review how to choose growth and overcome obstacles with a clocked in mindset. That means doing the work no matter how much work it takes, and that we are committed to high performance and productivity against all odds. Now, this is episode 117 entitled Seeing Through Obstacles, and I want to start out with a quote, and that quote states that it's actually from Michael Jordan, the well-known, I don't have to explain who he is, but he said, obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or work around it. And once again, the incomparable, the very well-known, the legendary Michael Jordan. And now, this episode is for the person that is facing a list of obstacles. Right? And those are slowing down progress, right? Challenging the current lifestyle, challenging the relationship, creating relationship strain, headache, heartache, feelings of defeat, of frustration, anxiety, right? Maybe it's affecting your physical health and your mental health and your spiritual well-being. These obstacles, they feel like a weight that is bearing down upon you. And you're asking yourself, how do I move forward? What steps do I need to take? How can I, with this big boulder in front of me, figure out the path whenever the path continues on the other side of the boulder? And what I'm here to tell you today is that there is some good news. Now, within the good news, there's also some truth that I will not avoid. So let's start with that first. The truth is that one, nobody promised it would be easy. And if they did promise you that it would be easy, then they were trying to mislead you, or maybe they just misled you by mistake. Either way, it's untrue that it'll be easy. So I want you to let go of that expectation of easy. Now, easy and simple are not one and the same, right? So it can be simple as far as clear and straightforward as to what needs to be done or what needs to happen next, but still, that simple does not necessarily equate to easy. So understand that it won't be easy, but though it isn't easy, that doesn't mean it's impossible. So let's really just open up our minds, let's be open-minded to the solution that is out there instead of getting so stuck on this is something that I cannot overcome. Because so often in life, let me just tell you, it may feel like it has the potential to kill you, but that does not mean that it does. It may feel too overwhelming and too much of a burden to bear, but you just may not be prepared to face it, and that's what we're here for. We're here in this safe environment. I'm here in your headphones. You're seeing this video because this is a moment separate from that obstacle, separate from that journey, separate from that challenge for us to really think through how to overcome and still perform and execute at a high level. So having been there myself, I want to say that sometimes we're too close to those obstacles to really see them clearly. You know, we're too close to really have a good understanding of what it is that we're facing or what it is that we need to do to properly face it and to overcome it in the right way. See, we're surrounded by it and we're drowning in it, and it's easy to get overwhelmed and to say, you know what? Let me pick up a distraction. Let me log onto social media, right? Let me dive into a book. Though books are good for you, they can also be a form of procrastination. Let me go play the game on my phone. Let me go do all the things other than what I know that I need to do, as if it's gonna disappear. Well, unfortunately for you and for others, it will not disappear. It is only delayed, and you still have to pick it back up at some time. So let's just talk through what it can look like for us to solve that problem, for us to actually seek solutions instead of seeking distractions. And so my question to you is, what if you did take a step back and look at the big picture? What if you looked at this problem, this obstacle, this challenge from all angles? And maybe for you, it's weight loss, right? Or maybe it's needing to learn a new skill to increase your income. Maybe it's having an opportunity to step into a role that your identity doesn't feel matched to, but that your desires and your dreams align with. See, sometimes we have to build from the inside out in order to see the results on the outside that solidify and validate what's on the inside. And I hope you understand where I'm coming from. I hope that you can see that if you're listening to this, then you have the potential already. You're already there. But being there is not enough, because you have to operate from there. You have to lead from there. You have to find your rhythm and your space and your comfort and your competence and your confidence to then execute and to rise above this challenge. And again, sometimes if it were the boulder, using the boulder metaphor, then you have to look at it from different angles and get creative with your approach to these obstacles. And let me be real and just say, I've lost count of how many times in my life there was something that I was procrastinating about. I was procrastinating around and I found everything else to do except for that one thing, because in my mind, at first glance, it just seemed too hard. It seemed too much. It seemed too heavy a burden to bear. It seemed like I just wasn't the right fit for this challenge. And it was only whenever someone else challenged me in regards to this challenge that I took a step back and I took that deep breath and I asked myself, what would it actually take? What would it actually look like? How would I pursue this if I were already on the other side? Let me rephrase that. Someone else has already solved this problem before. And looking back on the problem, it seems so simple, though maybe not easy. But ask yourself, if someone else has solved it, then why can't I? Why can't I? So here are my three tips to seeing through obstacles. Tip number one, again, ask yourself if anyone has been here before. And then ask yourself who they are and how they did it. Because in most cases, especially in 2022, so much has happened in the world that has been documented all over the place. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google, encyclopedias, wherever it is that you may look, that most of these situations have been overcome by someone and they have documented it. What's interesting is that there are certain books that have universal truths. Right? There's The Richest Man in Babylon, right? There's Think and Grow Rich. There are these certain books that were written so long ago, but the truths expressed in these books still hold true and still impact lives here and now today. And how do you know that? Because the people who are climbing up the ranks and becoming the most successful that we see and that we strive to be more like, they will even point towards these books and they'll say, hey, reading this book changed my life because it changed my mindset. So for those of you who may not get to the books, we're at least going to have these high-level conversations so that we can change the mindset and we can still transform our lives nonetheless. So step one is ask yourself, has anyone overcome this? Who they are? And then ask yourself, where can I find record of how? Because in most cases, there is record of how. For every meal, there's some form of a recipe, even if you have to make some tweaks here and there. Now, tip number two is brain dump and organize. And as a lifelong learner, as a lifelong journaler, I have literally decades worth of notebooks where I've taken this practice and I've employed it. And I have not mastered it, because this is not something that you master, but this is something that you master the practice of. So you just take a few pages, set a timer of 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever time frame is reasonable and feasible for you, and just take that time to just express all your thoughts around this obstacle, around this topic, around this struggle, whatever it may be. Just make sure that you get it all out, no matter how wild, no matter how crazy or how frustrating. And sometimes, let me be totally honest and say that sometimes the way I start this page is with the phrase, I don't really know what to write right now. But where I'll start is with this. I don't really know what to write right now, But where I will start is with this. And as ridiculous as it seems, repeating that phrase for a few lines will just get you frustrated and annoyed enough to start to just to unload onto the page. And you need to brain dump. And at the end of that time frame, that 15 minutes, for example, then you need to organize. Go through with a highlighter, if that's what you have, or underline if all you have is a pen or a pencil. And with that, make sure that you extract those gems from the soil that they sit in. Because the whole idea here is just to express these things, so then you can take them and utilize what is most valuable, that then will be used to formulate your plan, that then will be used to formulate your schedule, that is meant to put you into a better position. That's why you do it. So ask yourself, who has overcome this, how, and then where the record of it is. And then with that inspiration from your research, that's whenever you brain dump and you organize your thoughts. And after you brain dump and organize your thoughts, then you have to strategize and make sure that you are being the most, not just creative, but make sure that you're being the most strategic in strategizing from where you are to where you want to be. And if you don't have a clear vision of where you want to be, then just set your pin, right? If we're using GPS terms, set your pin in progress. Set your pin in forward. Set your pin in growth. Again, depending on your obstacle that you're facing, figure out what the best solution possible is and set your pin on the other side of that. That to me is such an important task, because from that, it's a lot easier to organize those thoughts and to organize these steps that need to be taken to then make your obstacles become see-through. And let me just tell you, this is not meant to be just all motivational and woo-woo. No, this is meant to be factual it's meant to be tactical, right? So that you can execute it. And I always give the example of a recipe. There's a recipe for everything. There is a recipe for your success, and it starts with your mindset, but it continues with seeing through your obstacles and to your goals. Now, as always, it's Corey. I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. And I believe in your ability to do so. But as I said earlier in the podcast, it may not be easy, but it can be simple. And it can be as simple as saying, I today, insert your name here, but I today, Corey James, choose growth against all odds, no matter what I face. Now, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. But let me just tell you that you must do the work. But continue doing the work. Continue choosing growth, chasing your greatness. And as always, it is a great time to be clocked in. It's Corey.